This is a story of Dave Woods. Now, Dave Woods was a very, very talented musician. He could play saxophone, clarinet. Apparently, he could play orthon. And in his young days, he got the opportunity to go and way and play, go and tour with, you know, the big bands of the day. It was either Joe Loss or the Sid Lawrence Orchestra. I can't rightly mind which. But off he went. But whilst he was away, he fell victim to the drink, as they say. So he soon landed back in Jethert. And over the years, he just sort of got by somehow. He still kept up the drinking. He was signing on the dole and just whatever. Somehow he managed to scrape by. But I mind when I just started drinking myself, I used to hear him sometimes when I was coming up the big hill, because he had a flat in the High Flats, and you could sometimes hear him playing the bagpipes at midnight, that sort of thing. But latterly, he did manage to get himself a nice wee business, because you see, Jethert's only 7 miles from the border, so you've got the Cater Bar there. And he started going out to the Cater Bar to play the pipes for the tourists. And he must have done that for about 25 years or something like that. Well, one day, he was out there, and there was 2 lorries arrived. One with digging equipment, and one with a muckle big monument, because they were wanting to erect a brand new monument to show the border between Scotland and England. Now, Dave Woods didn't speak to them in Scots, and neither did he speak to them in English, but he spoke to them in Swear language. But I'll paraphrase for you here. On nae account were they going to erect that stain there, because he plays his pipes there every day, and he wasn't moving for anybody. Now, I didn't ken whether they were a Scots building contractor or an English building contractor, but I'm thinking there must have been a Scots building contractor, because they ended up having to put that stain 2 yards into England. And when you think about that for a minute, it's sort of remarkable, and it's no something that's noted in history, but in modern times, the border between Scotland and England has moved 2 yards into England, and without a drop of blood being spilt. And if you've ever been out to the Cater Bar, what a dreek and desolate place this is. I mean, there's no been a nuclear bomb or anything like that, but it's just naturally dreek. But there was another bit to that story that he got guy pally with somebody that drove for Christian Salveson. You know, he drove a muckle articulated lorry, that sort of thing. And so the fella says to him one day, "Do you fancy a wee holiday in the south of France?" He says, "Well, aye, but how could I do that?" He says, "Well, I'm gone there. I could just gie a hurl and you can pick you up on the way back." So apparently Dave Woods had several leaving parties in the toon afore he went, you know. And he got there and he was in this toon square, and he was playing the pipes and he was getting a lot of money for folk and this, that and the other. But he got a bit of a druth, so he sought out the nearest cafe. But he laid the pipes down in the square and he went in this cafe and he had a wee bit of a session to sell. And of course, when he came back out, the pipes were away. So I think back in Jethert, folk were hardly recovering for their hangovers when back comes Dave, because he didn't have his pipes anymore. And that was the story there.